Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments.
Hello, this is Mike Tate. I'm the host of the Small Time Leader podcast, and I'm excited to have as my guest today a friend and colleague who has helped me over the years, as I say, make my point better when I speak at meetings. Her name is Deborah Boswell. Deborah works with some of the nation's top companies where she coaches executives, managers, and technical professionals to communicate their true credibility to an audience. Deborah is author of the book, Becoming a Confident Business Communicator, which is filled with insights from her 3 decades of working in the trenches and with hundreds of managers and executives and training thousands more in seminar settings. In addition to her training, speaking, and coaching, Deborah is president of Professional Speech Services of Alabama and is co-founder of Child's Play Therapy Center. As a little girl in Dean Road Elementary School in Auburn, Alabama, Deborah unfortunately spent a great deal of time in the hallways because of talking too much. Today, she's made a career out of talking and helping other people talk more effectively. She proves that you can take your biggest weakness and turn it into an asset. I know you'll enjoy our time with Deborah today. Well, Deborah, it is so good to see you and hear about all exciting things going on in your life.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I was hoping I'd look out the window and see the beach behind you, but maybe some other time.
That's right. For sure.
Gosh, we've been friends so long. It's just so good to catch up with you. And I appreciate your being here today to talk about some small-time leaders who made a big difference in your life. But before I do that, I'd like to know just something that you're grateful for today, something that's really special for you that you'd like to share with the listeners.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure to be here today, Mike. Thank you so much. And something I'm grateful for today is my family. I have the most amazing husband and 3 boys. And the reason it's pertinent today is that the oldest just got married May 1st. So my boys married in reverse order. The youngest married first 3 years ago. The middle one married 2 years ago. And then the oldest married May 1st. And it's just really neat to have your adult children as friends. And my husband and I, Steve, have just enjoyed time with them. We're grateful for them and how they've turned out. As you know, you do the best you can, and then you have to let God take care of the rest. And all weddings were beautiful. And that last one was just precious. And they found each other. They're older than the other brothers were. Stevie and Aaron are 31, I believe. So yeah, it was just a lot of fun. It's a very special wedding. And wow, I just enjoy my family and thankful for my family.
That's special because you just never know how things turn out. So, well, thanks for sharing that, Deborah. So tell us about someone in your life who did something that changed you and helped you grow.
My background, as you might know, Michael, is I'm a speech pathologist. And so by training, I'm a speech therapist. I'm no longer practicing clinical work anymore, but I do still support a stuttering support group. And I think that for today, I'd like to talk about a group of individuals who have impacted my life in profound ways, and that's people who stutter. I will never forget being a brand new speech therapist. I had just gotten my teaching certificate. I was working in Shelby County Schools, south of Birmingham, seeing this one child one day who stuttered. And of course, I had background in stuttering as far as education, but had not really worked with that many children who stutter. And this young man's name was Scott. And I just remember the torment and the torture that he went through trying to speak. And at that point, I thought I could help cure this problem. Okay. And since then, I've learned from a host of people who stutter, hundreds of people who stutter, that we don't have a cure. A lot of the therapy we offer is to help the individual manage their stuttering and also accept it. But this young man, I remember his mother coming in for what we call an IEP meeting, and she cried. She was struggling. She wanted to help him be able to speak. He was being bullied. He wouldn't speak up in class. As if that day, just the late 80s, I realized I want to be here to help these people. I want to help people who stutter. And over the years, I developed a expertise in stuttering with lots of continuing education. And that community of communicators has taught me so much in the past, I would say 25 years, about what it means, what true communication looks like, how it feels to not be able to express yourself. Can you imagine? To want to say something, to want to be able to ask a question in class, and the minute the teacher calls on you, the words, they just won't come out. There's all kinds of stuttering. Many people think stuttering is like Mel Tillis, you know, what, but that's not the only form of stuttering. When it's more severe, many times you can't even get a word out because everything locks up. And then people don't know what to do with you. And they think you're scared, or they think you have epilepsy or hearing impairments, and you're just inside dying because you can't express yourself to tell even what's going on with you.
Yeah. And so you said Scott was your first one.
Yes.
And I'm sure you had a few more. Can you tell us about some of them?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember a young lady who was from Tennessee, and we'll just call her Linda. I also, in my journey, started selling a device that can help inhibit stuttering. It doesn't cure it, and it's definitely never been sold as a cure, but it can help people who stutter. It's an earpiece, looks like a hearing aid. I remember that she tried the earpiece for stuttering, and she was fluent. And this was early in my career as being selling this device. I was a dispenser, so to speak. There were TV cameras in the room. One of the local TV stations was there to film it. And she was very, very smooth in her speaking, or what we call fluent. And I remember saying to her, "Do you hear? Do you hear how smooth your speech is?" And I'll never forget, she looked me straight in the eye and she said, "Deborah, I may sound fluent, but right here," and she pointed to her heart, she said, "right here, I'm still a person who stutters." And then she just burst into tears. Right then, what she was saying to me was, "I don't care about what device you can give me that might make me fluent. Inside, I still identify as a person who struggles to speak." And that was just a deep reminder that what's on the surface is not always what's underneath. It's like the iceberg. You know, we see the tip of the iceberg, but underneath, there's so many emotions. And a simple device that might have helped her become fluent definitely was not going to deal with the emotions that she still fought. Yeah. And that was really an interesting insight, because any type of learning disability, anything you struggle with, there's the superficial, what people see or don't see. And then there's underneath, the ways you've learned to deal with it, the way you've learned to avoid it, the way you try to get yourself ready for a meeting. Job interviews are just the absolute worst. There's a young man who really impacted me, and I worked with him for a period of probably 15 years, not necessarily in therapy, but just as a friendship and as my stuttering support group. He was a member, and he's an artist, and he did this beautiful rendering of how he sees himself as a person who struggles to speak. It was a charcoal drawing of a very emaciated looking young man whose one eye was, you know, not in the socket. The hand is over a mouth that's not there. And he called it awkward silence. And everybody who stutters understands that awkward silence is that moment when you have to say something. There's no way out. And you're just struggling. There's tension. I used the word torture earlier. It is torture, you know. And his name was Jonathan, and he taught me a lot about stuttering over the years. In my book, which I'm sure you know about, mm-hmm. Become a Confident Business Communicator, I opened the book with a gentleman named Michael, who was a postman. And over the years of growing my business, I was in three different locations on one street, Lorna Road in Hoover. Okay, the first office was on Lorna, the second was on the other end of Lorna, and the third one where the pediatric practice still is on Lorna. And one day I'm working late in the afternoon on a Friday. And back in the day, I don't know if you remember, Mike, but people used to come around trying to get you to buy phone cards. We had phone card sellers and we had people who would sell peanut brittle. And this particular afternoon, I was by myself and working hard, trying to get some things done so I could get out of there. And I hear the doorbell go off and I called out. I said, hello, didn't have an assistant. So I didn't want to get up. I just called out, hello, who's there? No response. Keep typing. And then I said, hello. Finally, this young gentleman appears in my office door and he has on he's dressed as a postal worker. And I jumped up. I said, I'm sorry. I said, can I help you? And he began to struggle. I want to talk to you about a stuttering support group. And he told me, I've always gotten publications from the Stuttering Foundation of America and the National Stuttering Association. He said, I've been following you for years. I've been your postal carrier for all these years. And I finally got the nerve up to come in and ask if you have any kind of group that meets, like a support group to help people who stutter. By then I was crying because, you know, I did to him what other people did. He couldn't speak and I got irritated that this person didn't speak to me from the doorway. He had to make his way to my door and then let me see and hear his speech. And I said, you know what? I don't have a support group, but we're going to start one together. And that support group is still going strong. He's no longer coming to the meetings, which is just fine. He's found his place. But we have not met during COVID, but 15 years we've met. And there's no fee. Anybody who stutters can come. We meet typically on one Sunday a month. But I learned a lot from Michael. I learned a lot about, every one of these individuals has taught me what a precious gift communication is.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Thanks for sharing about this. Is such a sensitive topic. I've always admired the work you've done. But thanks for sharing about Scott and Jonathan and Michael and those people in your life who came to you for help and taught you about how communication is always a struggle for all of us and we can help in some way. So, well, thanks so much for the time today. We're going to see you again on Thursday and tell us some more stories. But thanks again, Deborah, for sharing with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for letting me share. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.